Well, Larry Dickin, our camera friend up in Albany, shares your opinion that this is probably extraterrestrial.
Does he really, Jerry?
Yeah, he says that you know, it could be one of our, you know, something like the SR-22 or something, something we don't know about. But he says it's so far away and it's moving so fast that the thing must have been huge.
Well, that's certainly my opinion, and I've posted that out on our website on our UFO Files page. I have a little write-up and also links out to the National UFO Reporting Center site. They have a pretty good story, and they also had a photo analyst look at this picture, and they came to the same conclusion as well. I mean, not stating, you know, like this is a giant mothership, however, at least stating that it is a UFO, an unidentified flying object, traveling at extremely high speed, at very high altitude, and it's indicative that it's extremely large. Also, their analysis, photo analysis, and you can see the pictures that they base this on the New Fork site that we have a link to, is that the protrusions on the coming out of the object, which are incidentally asymmetrical, in other words, they're not like fins sticking out from something that are side by side, which all of your surface-to-air missile configurations is, that's what you're going to see, is you're going to see two fins, sometimes four fins even, sticking out, and they are in pairs. However, the ones at the tail are right on the tail, and then there's another set that's higher up on the missile. Now, this picture shows a long object with four protrusions, right? And the lower ones are, whichever, you know, in terms of the way the thing was traveling, the back two are some distance away from the end of the object. So that is not like any SAM configuration that I'm aware of, and they're also, they showed examples of a number of them out on the New Fork site. There are pictures of them, and it just doesn't match.
Well, Brandon said the FBI in their questioning really never really bought into the terrorist missile angle that was played up by the news media.
Right. Well, and they shouldn't. You know, if they see the pictures, they can very quickly see that this doesn't look anything like a surface-to-air missile anyway. And in fact, the photo analyst, who is from Alabama, I believe, he states that in analyzing these photographs and using some proprietary techniques of his own, is that he can show that these protrusions are not fins in any way, shape, or form, or panels, a la solar panels like the space station has.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they are cylindrical-shaped objects. In other words, if you can think of like the giant cylinders that are often seen, you know, at 20 or 30,000 feet, and sometimes these little discs seem, you know, coming out of them. Well, it's almost like these are cylinders and they're attached to something even bigger, Jerry. Something extremely large.
Well, I thought it was interesting, and we finally got the cameraman to give us his version of the story. He says it's an interesting story and that it died down for a while. Now it's back again. A lot
right.
of people are very, very interested in the UFO angle, and he buys into that pretty much. And he says the newsroom people are standing behind him on that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. In other words, they're not making a joke out of this. Is they're backing him and saying, you know, these are real photographs. This object is unexplainable. and basically it's something that's traveling extremely fast, as you can see from the videotape, and I think you've seen the video, right, Jerry? Is the plane in that sequence, the plane hardly moves at all, and this object just zips right through the the view of the camera.
He says that they shoot about 30 frames, they had 7 or 8 frames, either a second or a minute. I don't know which it was, but it went really fast.
Right. Well, that normal shooting speed is about 30 frames a second, this thing went through in, I would say, a tenth of a second. It would indicate speed, and of many thousands of miles an hour.
Well, I know you've done a lot of research on it, and we put a lot on our website about it. And I just wanted to visit with you and touch base with you after we talked to Brandon, to let our listeners around the world on our website at jerrypippin.com and here at KBIX know that we haven't taken this lightly. We're still investigating it.
Yes, and we will be posting this interview very shortly, as soon as you can get it over to me. I'm going to be posting it out on the website. It will be on our on-demand page, and will accompany this week's UFO Files report that I give on a weekly basis.
Great. In fact, we'll get ready to do the UFO Files report here in a moment. For the people at KBIX, and of course on the website, we post that as quickly as we can.